AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. With a Tuesday deadline for a deal to come out of talks in Switzerland, Iran is signaling it may be ready to accept bigger cuts to its nuclear program. Here's AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
In recent weeks, Iran reportedly accepted a limit of 6,000 centrifuges enriching uranium. But now diplomats tell us the Iranians may be ready to go lower and to ship its uranium stockpiles to Russia in exchange for more sanctions relief. Still, it's worth remembering Tehran agreed to the stockpile export plan before, only to change its mind.
Current and former intelligence officials say the National Security Agency considered abandoning its secret program to collect and store American calling records in the months before leaker Edward Snowden revealed the practice. More from AP intelligence writer Ken Delanian.
There's really only one case that government officials can point to where they found out about a terror suspect in the United States exclusively as a result of this program. That was a San Diego cab driver who was spending money to Al-Shabaab. Other than that, it's been used mainly as a backstop, a way to check, to sort of disprove ties rather than to find ties.
A powerful earthquake rattled the South Pacific nation of Papua New Guinea on Monday, generating a small tsunami and frightening locals near the epicenter.
So far, disaster officials in Papua New Guinea have not received any reports of damage or injuries, and no one has reported seeing any tsunami waves.
That's AP correspondent Kristen Gelino monitoring that story from Sydney. Authorities in Kashmir are alerting people to move to higher ground after heavy rain flooded several parts of that Himalayan region. Attorneys for Robin Williams' wife and children are headed to court today in their battle over the late comedian's estate. The attorneys are scheduled to appear before a San Francisco probate judge to argue over who should get clothes and other personal items that the actor kept at one of his Northern California homes. This is AP Radio News. Actor-director Gene Sachs has died at 93. Sachs teamed up with playwright Neil Simon on such Broadway and movie productions as The Odd Couple and Barefoot in the Park.
Gene Sachs died from pneumonia Saturday at his East Hampton home in New York, according to his son Daniel. A former actor who turned to directing, Sachs won Tonys for I Love My Wife, Brighton Beach Memoirs, and Biloxi Blues. He also directed the stage and film version of MAME, which starred his then-wife, Bea Arthur. Sachs grew up in New Jersey and had wanted to play basketball, but changed his mind when he played the title role in Charlie's Aunt. One of Sachs's last acting credits was playing a judge on Law and Order. I'm Julie Walker.
The singer-songwriter best known for the song Spirit in the Sky is in the hospital. 72-year-old Norman Greenbaum was critically injured in a Northern California car accident that killed a motorcyclist. He was a passenger in the car. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.